Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you and whose heart are the highways to Zion. You may be seated. Those words from the gradual, and also our first reading from Revelation today, speak of a time when there's rest. And then in the gospel reading, Jesus speaks about blessing. But it's always interesting anytime we hear those Beatitudes, because Jesus talks about the blessing of being a saint here and now, and what it will be forever with him and all of his saints in that new creation. The Beatitudes teach you who you are in Christ, and who Christ is for you. And being blessed by God is not defined by worldly things. But no, Jesus shows us it's defined by eternal truths, eternal blessings. And a telling thing for us, perhaps a convicting thing, is how often we want to do the opposite and lose sight of what is eternal, even if we should pack it up in a religious way. But our Lord orients us back to our lives hidden in him, because he's covered you with the waters of holy baptism. You've died with Christ. You've risen with him in those waters, which made you his saints and who you are when you look to him who is your head. And that gives you meaning then to hear these words of Jesus at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Always that striking image. They gather around, and he opened his mouth, and he taught his disciples. He teaches you. Blessing and being blessed have new meaning for the saints of God who have been called out of the darkness of sin, death, and the kingdom of the devil. And that's part of what it means as well to be a saint. That word for a saint means to be holy or to be set apart. It's to be different. It's to be set apart from the world around you. So for us here and now, the saints gathered in this place and on this side of the grave, it means you think, you live, you believe like the world is dying and seeking after false gods. But you're a child of God and you listen to what your Father says, even if you should suffer for it, because everything through your lens is seen through the death and resurrection of Jesus. So listen again to those words of our Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The words of Jesus cause you to pause and consider what he says. Anyone then can say he's blessed in this life. You hear it all the time. You see it all the time. You can go to the store and buy a little plaque you can hang up in your living room. Even an unbeliever might use that word and count his blessings on a daily basis. But a Christian, a saint, finds blessing every day, even blessing hidden in suffering. Because you know, we know as the people of God that the Lord reveals himself, not necessarily in health, wealth, and prosperity, but our Lord reveals himself and he is known in suffering, persecution, and death. And it's through those things that life emerges. Life bursts forth victoriously because God's work is accomplished by your Lord who was crucified and risen. He is the one who gives you the true and lasting victory, the true and lasting blessing which only he can give. And this is who God has made you to be, as you are poor in spirit, as you look outside of yourself to Christ, who is your treasure. This is what God calls you to be as you mourn your sin and find comfort in the saving words of Jesus, who says, "I forgive you," and show this same mercy to others. You are poor and pure in heart when you fix your eyes solely on Jesus and do not get caught up in the lies of the devil, the world, and your fallen flesh, which defile the soul. You hunger and thirst now in this life for Christ and his gifts, his righteousness, his holy word, his holy sacraments, which look forward to that day when you will no longer hunger and thirst as you are with the one from whom flows streams of living water, the place where eternal righteousness is found. You speak that word of peace, that word of forgiveness, for peace is found only in the blood of Christ shed for sinners. And in all of this you suffer gladly for the sake of Christ, from wherever, from whomever it may come, because you know you belong to the Lord, who was spit upon, who was mocked, who was tortured and crucified, so that now you stand blameless and glorious before the holy throne of God. Your life is the life of a saint because you belong to Jesus, who has made you his own. God says to you in those words from 1 John, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." So, dear saints of God, on this side of the grave, rejoice in Christ. There is a list of names read off this year, and there is something to grieve and mourn. You know, I'm the new pastor here, and I didn't get the privilege of getting to know those saints listed before us today. But having been a pastor for 10 years, each All Saints Day is always a day that we do mourn. Last year, mourning dear friends in Christ. The year before that, mourning dear friends in Christ, and so on and so forth. And commemorating those who have departed this life is something that exists only on this side of the grave in this fallen world. All Saints Day will come to an end someday, at least so far as we are celebrating it now. Because we know that death hurts, death stings, and each one of those people that we know, that we mourn their loss in this world. But yet we sit and we hear those words of our Lord today. We listen and we see that he gives you and speak the word of blessing to you. And we see amid all of the loss shines forth the light of the world who gives you life. Jesus rings forth in the midst of death that he has conquered death by his death, and he is raised to life. And that, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is what you have. That's what those who have gone before you in the faith have, and who you are together as the church on this side of the grave and the other side in glory. But as that colic of the day, that prayer we prayed a few minutes ago so beautifully puts it, he's knit us together as the body of Christ. And you are his saints who are either suffering and mourning now, or those who now rest from their labors. But it's the same Lord, isn't it? The same Lord who has redeemed them by his blood, the same Lord who has redeemed you by his blood, the same church, looking to the same Lamb on the throne who was slain but who has been raised. And so what does that mean? God's saints are blessed. You are blessed because Jesus is crucified and risen for you. That's what Jesus speaks this evening and calls you to hear as you listen to his word. So examine your life, listen to him, take God's word seriously, repent of your sin because sin leads to death. Come back to the church if you've been away because your faith will die and you will be outside of salvation. And know that all of this stuff that Jesus says, all of what the scriptures teach are true and it matters. It's a matter of life and death. And God's saints are those who hear his word and keep it. And so we look to Jesus each and every day. So today is All Saints Day. It actually is the day. We're not just observing it, we're celebrating it. And white is the color of the day because this is the color of righteousness, the color of salvation, the color of forgiveness. It's the color of life. even as a white funeral, Paul has adorned so many caskets in this place the past year. But the Lord's faithfulness and mercy, though, has endured through it all and continues to do so now and in the years to come. Because Jesus has risen and the victory has been won. And nothing or no thing will ever take that away. Death has been defeated. And as God's saints, this salvation, this eternal life is yours. So fix your eyes on Jesus this day and cling to him. And as you mourn those who have been called to the Lord's nearer presence and have died in the faith, cling to Christ just as a burr clings to a wool coat, as Katie Luther said after Martin Luther died. That's quite an image you think about, clinging to a wool coat. They're hard to get off, but cling to Christ in that way, because there is life. And with all of this too, see that vision from the first reading, the revelation to St. John. And every time you hear that reading, each year or whenever you may hear it, see yourself in that image. John seeing an image of the last day when God raises up his saints in their bodies. And know that because of Christ, this is for you. You're getting a glimpse into your future of what St. John saw. And so what those who have died in the Christian faith now have, that's what awaits you, for you are clothed with Jesus, who has made you white by his blood. You will rise just as Jesus is risen, and you are his saints, and he is your Redeemer. Hear again those words. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. That's a sight. What a sight to behold to this day. And what a sight that you will see. And what a blessing, what a blessed sight that is to look forward as God's saints now, and you are God's saints forever. Amen.